In this bulletin, Adam Somierak says Federal Labor MP Anthony Byrne taught him all he knows about Labor Party branches. The UK ditches its COVID-19 tracing app, and big wins for Newcastle in the National Rugby League and Hawthorn in the AFL. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The former Victorian Government Minister at the centre of the branch stacking controversy claims a current Federal Labor MP taught him everything he knows about working with branches. The exposure of alleged branch stacking by Adam Somierak has forced his departure from the Victorian Cabinet and that of two other government ministers. Mr. Somierak has released text messages from Mr. Byrne that Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese has described as completely unacceptable and inappropriate. Mr. Somierak has told the Nine Network Mr. Byrne taught him all he knows about working with Labor Party branches.
Look, Anthony Byrne's a long and dear friend of mine. I'm not sure what went wrong. I'm really worried about his mental health. Anthony Byrne's someone I respect, who's taught me everything about branch work. He's everything I know now about branch work. Anthony Byrne taught me, and I have a lot of respect for the man, but I do think that something is seriously wrong.
The British government is cancelling its existing coronavirus tracing app, stating its system wasn't adequately compatible with phone technology. It's unclear when the new app may be ready, but the model will be based on Apple and Google-supplied technology to trace COVID-19 contacts. The UK's head of the test and trace system, Dido Harding, has defended the UK's service and says it will improve.
If you look at the scale of our national service, in terms of tests conducted per 100,000 population, in terms of contact tracers per 100,000 population, it stands comparison with anyone in the world.
The Supreme Court has knocked back US President Donald Trump's attempt to block legal protection for young immigrants. The court's decision centred on a US program supporting young immigrants to stop their deportation and provide permission to work. The court ruled that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program wasn't illegal and it had no role in reviewing the scheme. New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio says the court is leading the way towards comprehensive immigration reform.
And so many people are now going to have confidence about their futures. This is really amazing. Even against the backdrop of so many challenges, so many concerns, this is an extraordinary step in the right direction. And I think it is a beginning of the much bigger changes we need.
President Trump says he wants a legal solution and is willing to start the process again following the court's rejection. More than 29 million people in the United States are receiving unemployment benefits. US employers actually added 2.5 million jobs in May, bringing unemployment down to 13.3%. Analysts expect the jobless rate to be above 9% by the end of the year. In sport, the Newcastle Knights have moved up to second place on the National Rugby League table after thrashing the struggling Brisbane Broncos. The Knights have beaten the Broncos 27-6 in Gosford in the opening game of round 6. The Broncos didn't score a point in the second half. Knights coach Adam O'Brien says it was especially important for his team to win the game after they suffered their only loss of the season last week.
I think that's what, you know, good teams do. They, after a loss like that, they find a way to win the next week. So that was important. Learning curve for us, a good stepping stone for where we want to get to, was come down here and find a way to win. You know, it wasn't polished in terms of attack, but we just had to find a way to get the job done. You know, change that feeling that we had when we were here last week.
And in the AFL, defending champions Richmond have suffered a 32-point defeat to Hawthorn at the MCG. Richmond coach Damien Hardwick says the side has performed poorly since the season resumed.
A lot of things that we're not executing are in our control. Yeah, the opposition's the opposition, but we still pride ourselves on the way we play and we're just not doing it. And that's on me as a coach and the players stepping up and performing what we're designed to do. And at the moment, we're well short of that. Do we want to be playing our best footy now? No. Do we need to play a hell of a lot better? Absolutely. We're well off it at the moment.
Well, now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 18 degrees. Adelaide, showers developing, 16. Melbourne, partly cloudy, late showers, 17. Hobart should be cloudy and 13. Morning fog and frost in Canberra, 13 degrees. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 19. Similar in Sydney, 19 degrees. And much the same in Newcastle, a top of 20. A possible shower forecast for Brisbane, 22. Shower or two in Cairns and a windy day, 26 degrees. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 33. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.